Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Kenny Lin. I'm a family physician at Georgetown University School of Medicine, and I blog at Common Sense Family Doctor. A news item from last year's presidential campaign was Donald Trump's normal testosterone level of 441, even though Trump had not reported symptoms of hypogonadism and in fact had vehemently denied erectile dysfunction during a televised primary debate. It is common for prominent politicians to undergo tests of questionable benefit. For example, then 48-year-old President Obama underwent a coronary calcium scan and CT colonography as part of a health maintenance exam early in his first term. But Trump's test reignited the controversy over whether primary care physicians ought to be routinely screening older men for low testosterone and prescribing testosterone supplements for those with the diagnosis. Spurred by direct-to-consumer advertisements warning of dire health consequences of menopause and urging men with low energy and diminished libido to, quote, get back in the game, unquote, sales of prescription testosterone supplements are projected to top $4 billion this year. Longitudinal studies show that serum T levels gradually decline with age, but it is unclear if supplementing men with low T improves health. A recent systematic review of 150 randomized controlled trials found no conclusive evidence that supplements improve mood or cognitive function, and found mixed evidence on sexual function and cardiovascular outcomes. However, most of these studies had small sample sizes or other limitations. Early in 2006, initial results of the National Institutes of Health-supported testosterone trials were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. More than 51,000 men were screened to enroll 790 men over age 65 with serum T levels less than 275 and evidence of sexual dysfunction, physical dysfunction, and reduced vitality. The intervention arm received 12 months of testosterone gel therapy to increase T levels to mid-normal range for men aged 19 to 40. In the placebo group, compared to the placebo group, the T group reported small increases in sexual activity, desire, and erectile function, improved mood, but no differences in 6-minute walking distance or vitality. In 4 recent papers in JAMA and JAMA Internal Medicine, the testosterone trial investigators reported the effects of the same supplement on coronary atherosclerosis, cognitive function, bone density, and unexplained anemia. Testosterone had no effect on memory impairment, but it increased non-calcified coronary plaque volume on CT angiography and increased bone mineral density and hemoglobin levels. The follow-up period was not long enough to measure differences in cardiovascular events, fractures, or mortality. Although the testosterone trials did not completely rule out benefits of screening for or treating low T, in my view, these findings should discourage family physicians from intervening in the vast majority of older men. Most men with low T have no symptoms that will respond to supplements, and for those who do, there are safer and more effective drugs for erectile dysfunction, low bone density, and depression. Physicians who choose to prescribe T supplements for age-related low testosterone must inform patients that the FDA considers such prescribing to be off-label and that they may have an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. In conclusion, I believe that the story of testosterone supplementation in older men may end up being similar to that of estrogen supplements in older women. Postmenopausal women, lots of early hype, but ultimately limited benefits and significant potential harms. This has been Dr. Kenny Lin for Medscape Family Medicine. Thank you for listening.